USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Texas Democrat Representatives Julie Johnson and Jessica Gonzalez, after fleeing the state to block a quorum on voting integrity laws, are now vacationing in Portugal because they had non-refundable tickets. Former Florida Congressman and Texas Republican Chair Colonel Alan West tells Fox News it's hypocrisy once again.
When you think about hypocrisy, I remember during the winter storm and the blackout that we had, how the media from the left went absolutely apoplectic on Senator Ted Cruz when he decided to go to Cancun, but yet he was not involved in a special session. We have a special session here where they're supposed to be doing the business of the people of Texas, but instead they run away to Washington, D.C., and now they take a vacation. They're still getting $221 per day. That's the per diem on the Texas taxpayer dole.
Football is back. The Steelers beat the Cowboys in the Hall of Fame game Thursday, 16-3. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden announced Thursday the United States must move fast to win the world's car-making future with a commitment from the auto industry to produce electric vehicles for as much as half of U.S. sales by the end of the decade. Biden also wants automakers to raise gas mileage and cut tailpipe pollution between now and model year 2026. The Phoenix, Arizona Police Department is under the Fed's microscope. Brad Bernards explains.
The Justice Department's Civil Rights Division is launching an investigation into policing practices in the city of Phoenix, Arizona, with a focus on how the city treats residents experiencing homelessness, Attorney General Merrick Garland announced Thursday.
The investigation will determine whether the Phoenix Police Department engages in a pattern or practice of violations of the Constitution or federal law. Our investigation in Phoenix will be led by the Justice Department Civil Rights Division.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
TGIF, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The CDC eviction moratorium was declared unconstitutional by the Supreme Court of the United States. The reason the highest court didn't remove the policy is because it was expiring at the end of July. Now that the CDC has extended the moratorium, constitutional scholars like Jonathan Turley on Fox News says the Biden administration is trampling the Constitution of the United States.
This is really breathtaking in its mendacity. I mean, it's like being caught stealing a BMW and then claiming the right to steal a Lexus. I mean, the problem is not the make of the car, it's the act. And so what they're saying is, well, we'll just issue a new order. That wasn't specifically the order the Supreme Court was talking about just a few weeks ago. The court made perfectly clear that this is unconstitutional. The only reason that they didn't strike down the order is because it was expiring. Now, Tribe and I are not particularly fond of each other, but it often seems like when the Democrats want to lead foot the law, the light is always green at the corner of Tribe and Constitution Avenue. I mean, you can have disagreements as we have in the past. We can even have positions that have evolved. But this is really beyond the pale. I mean, there is no constitutional authority. And then the president came out and said the quiet part out loud and said, well, most of the experts I've talked to said that this is unconstitutional.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.